Sanderson Penn's podcast episode 347 for Thursday, May 14th, 2020. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Welcome.
All right, give it to me.
You know, I was going to tell you a joke this week about, it's a quarantine joke.
Nothing about quarantine is funny.
You wouldn't understand it anyway, it's an inside joke.
Like I said. You know, someday you're going to have a funny joke. And I'm going to laugh. And I look forward to that challenge for you. All right. So
here we are.
Here we are. My shout out first.
Go for it.
All right. So tomorrow, Friday. Stop. That's annoying. The 15th, my baby brother turns 50. So happy birthday to my baby brother, Jeff. Good luck with that. 50.
Start the yard sale.
Lemonade stand.
Lemonade stand. So, yeah, happy birthday, Jeff.
I wish he lived closer. He's a trip.
So, we got a number of things on the list today. What do you want to talk about first?
Store opening.
Great.
Okay.
Let's talk about
Many things are still shut down. In Wisconsin, the governor just announced that non-essential retail stores can open with some very firm restrictions. So in Appleton, our store will be open starting on Monday from 9:30 to 2 only.
That's the 18th, I believe. May 18th.
We're only allowed to have 5 customers in the store at a time. We will be very firm with that. We really, really request that you wear a mask. Social distancing, 6 feet as much as possible, all of that. But we will be open. You can come in. It means we're going to be doing a whole lot of cleaning of the store this weekend.
Well, when in by saying that, it's not that the place is
dirty.
It's just that in the past several weeks, we have boxes and stuff lying around.
That we just haven't taken to the recycle in the building and all that because nobody's there.
Yeah.
So it'll be good to give it a good cleaning. Okay. I'm looking forward to that. I think I'm going to go in and do that.
Next week, 9:30 to 2.
Monday through Friday only.
And that's subject to change,
Depending on what the governor decides. But it's a step in the right direction in a safe way. And I'm all for doing it safely for you and Dave, for customers, for all of our families, and all of that.
Yep.
Chicago...
Still closed. Yep. Yeah, there'd be no way for you to actually get to the store even if it was open.
No, because the hotel is closed.
So, there we go. And, of course, our curbside pickup still available, 9:30 to 2, Monday through Friday. So if you don't want to come in and you know what you want, give us a call, too. We're open. Dave and I are in there. And I finally got the phone fixed.
You're loving the grocery curbside pickup.
Yeah, the curbside pickup thing is great. I think it's this may be one of the better things that's come about is people starting to do this curbside pickup thing. And I think it's really for the grocery store, we've got an app that charge you $5 a trip.
Right now they're waiving it, but
usually it's $5 a trip. Well, you know, I would spend more than $5 on something that
isn't on your list.
That's not on my list anyway, so I'm going to save the time.
Because you hate to grocery shop.
I hate to shop. So if you're looking for ink and you know what you want, that's super easy. Put it in the cart, select curbside pickup, and we'll give you a call when it's boxed up and you can bagged up and you can come and pick it up.
Awesome.
So, anyway, store opening, that's great news. We should mention, we do have the Sailor Special Nib pens with us here in Appleton while Chicago is closed. So that means the Naginata Togies, which are now available on the website as of last week.
Come in and try them.
We also have the other 6, the Emperor, the Fude, the Concord, the Cross Concord, Cross Music, and Cross Point. We have all of those
in Appleton
ready for you to try out. So that would be definitely a trip.
Make
it worth it because when Chicago opens up, we have to, per the agreement, we have to.
They live in Chicago.
Yeah. But you can try them out now.
They live with me.
So, yes.
There you go. Speaking of Sailor.
Dragon's Palace.
I want one.
The hottest, the hottest of the fairy tales. I like the Vega myself, but the Dragon's Palace, which is the greenish of the fairy tales, sold out immediately. I think it lasted 3 minutes. We're getting some more, probably today. I think they're coming in today, Thursday. And then once those are gone, there's another batch that's coming in June.
Okay. So I got to get mine now.
Well, so when we get our pens in today, there are no more until June.
Okay. Okay. So. So the green of the Dragon's Palace, is it looks similar to that pen that
like
I love.
Like a Celadon almost.
That I got as a gift, and Celadon. Brian is still
not even impressed.
Mad at me because
yes,
of...
Yes, yes. Whatever.
When Sailor came to visit us, President Hiso was trying to figure out who they'd made that for.
Yeah.
I do need to apologize.
It's about time. I was wondering when this was going to happen. Go ahead. I'm ready.
The Vega is similar
to
the Lapis, like you said.
It is, yes.
A little. Yeah.
I told you. Last week I said
the
Vega is very similar to a Lapis Duofold. So after the podcast, what I go in and grab a Lapis Duofold and the Vega. And you know what? They're pretty close.
There, I threw you a bone.
All right.
What else is coming in?
So Dragon's Palace is coming in. Ink Studio restock, which is exciting. Always exciting when that comes in.
You know, it's time to branch out. I think you're going to bring a couple of those home.
Well, see, I haven't worked my way into Ink Studio yet. I'm still working on some of the other ones. I'll just do a side trip here.
Okay.
Maybe Todd, 44 Eternal.
Is that your anniversary pen?
This is my anniversary pen.
Excellent.
I put Sailor Chushu in this.
Okay, that's like a dark purple?
It's like a dark purple. I really like it.
Okay.
It's like dark, but then you look at it for like a split second, you pause. You go, is that black or is it purple or what is it? So awesome. I like it. I put Chushu in there. Anyway, so Ink Studio will be coming. We'll bring some of those home. We'll try some of those.
I have a bottle of 162. I love it.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
What is that?
It's in Chicago.
What did you?
Because I didn't think of it. And then the Sailor Special nibs are inked with 941.
941. That's
a
great color.
Great color. Say kick ass? I can say it. A killer shade of blue.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. So, So Ink Studio, Dragon's Palace. What else is coming? Oh, Nico Yanagi and Haha are finally coming back in stock.
Yes.
We're getting some of that in. I'm not sure what the availability of that is beyond. I think this order may have sold out too. So they're shipping from Japan in batches, and then most of them are pre-sold already to dealers. So Niku Yanagi and Haha, it's going to be a good ink week. It's coming in.
It's exciting.
So that's good. So that's the Sailor news, I think, for the week. Did I miss anything? I can't talk about the stuff that's coming out.
Oh, I know.
So, anyway. So check the website, make sure you got back in stocks for whatever you're looking for, and they'll go out as soon as that stuff comes in today.
All right. So in our spare time...
Hour?
Yes. You go to work in the morning, and I work at home. And then when you come home, it's time to shift gears, and you go to the basement and you work, and I continue to do a little work. We both start drinking. And I'm kidding. And... I do some crocheting, but you have been working on vintage pens.
I've been rather prolific the last
prolific?
Couple of weeks. Yes.
Look at you, Celadon and prolific.
We
get out your thesaurus, people.
Tomorrow, so if you're not signed up for the newsletter, tomorrow we're going to have a Friday vintage mailer. We haven't had one in a couple of months, but I've had some time to restore some pens, and these are really nice. I really like these. I'm going to call most of these user grade. They're not.
What does that mean?
Well, they're not museum grade. They're not something, you know, they're not perfect. Maybe the color's a little off, or there's a small mark in the cap.
So by color being off, I mean, the green here is great, but the color is not perfectly matched.
Yeah, so you've got an oversized jade Schaefer flat top.
Yes.
Really a solid pen. This huge, huge pen. That pen has particularly a decent coloring, But it has start to, if you look down here and maybe in the cap, you can see where some of the material started to slightly start to crystallize. Yep. So you have to be careful with a pen. There's nothing wrong with it. There's no cracks or anything, but if you drop it on a hard surface, it will break.
Well, most pens will.
Well, yeah, but this one's a little more susceptible to that. But it's a large pen. It writes just fine.
That's a color mismatch.
This particular one, like I've got a Jade Balance here, Schaefer Balance.
That's a gorgeous color.
It's a great color. It's a little less common to find a Jade Balance in decent color. And this one's got nice color, but it's got a small crack in the cap lip. It's got some marks on the body. This pen could talk. So it's not perfect, but it's going to write great. It looks great. The color's great.
So user grade is just a great user in decent shape, ready to go.
Yeah, and you're not going
to
pay.
As opposed to collector.
Yeah, you're not going to pay a premium. Here I've got a Lapis. Geez, it looks a lot like the Vega. A Lapis Conklin Endura. But somebody replaced the clip, and there's two clip holes in the back.
Right.
But the pen's great. The color is fantastic. Nice big Conklin nib, 14 karat nib. So good stuff. Maybe Todd Swans.
Okay.
Flexible stubs.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that's the difference between user grade and collector grade, where you buy it and you don't use it because it's so perfect.
Yeah. There's going to be some brassing on the trim and, you know, minor little things. In fact, this Jade Balance is probably one of the only ones that actually has a crack in it. There's a small crack in this Moore, but look at that material. That's great. Love that cap band.
I had a collection of Moores.
Did you?
I
got one of them.
Ross McKinney got me into those.
Oh, yeah, Ross. I love Ross. So, really, really cool stuff. Swans. We've got three or four, maybe Todd Swans with nice nibs. And a lot of these, in this batch, for whatever reason, I've got about 30 pens. Stubs. Factory stubs.
Okay.
So, thin horizontals, broad downstrokes with some flex.
How many did you restore and how many did you keep?
We have about 30 that are going in the mailer.
Okay, and how many went in your pocket? They went right into the pen chest.
Yeah, they don't go in the pocket, yeah.
Okay.
No, so we got about 30 pens, some really cool stuff. Waterman 56 Ripple Desk Pen Combo. Yes, there are going to be some Vacumatics. There's a half a dozen Vacumatics. Restored a couple of 51s, including a nice gray one with a beautiful gold fill cap.
Any cedar blue? I know somebody looking for
it. No cedar blue. There is a forest green, which is nice. But it's got a name engraved on it. So there's, you know.
I have one.
Yeah, you do. So
with a name engraved.
I'm really excited about this group because it's, like I say, they're users. We're not going to charge user price.
We're not going to charge
collector price for these things. These are going to be affordable.
Awesome.
They're just great pens. I'm really
excited
about them.
So they're all fully restored, just
fully
like
restored,
everything
yep.
you sell, unless mm-hmm. it says for parts or whatever.
Right, yep.
So they're ready to go.
And these will be on the website, yep. And I'm starting to do, you will see, as long as I test with these anyway, we're doing writing samples on some of them.
A rolling change,
because if I have to fill the other pens and I gotta clean them again and it's a mess. So, but we're starting to do, because with some of these, with these flexible nibs, you wanna show how flexible it is or what the line variation is, and it's hard to really grasp that unless you have a picture. So,
okay.
So little writing samples will be forthcoming on most vintage pens.
Perfect.
Which is exciting.
All right, and what else?
National Notebook Day coming up 1 week from today. Thursday, May 21st. We got a couple in. I brought those in over the weekend.
Yep, I grabbed just a couple.
We are giving away 6 Oasis B5 notebooks.
Can I get one?
You can get one. we actually have one at the store that it's got a little, looks like somebody accidentally.
Ooh, what color?
Scribbled. I think it's the new wintergreen.
Oh, I like that. Bring
it's scribbled on the cover.
But
we're giving away, we've got a stack of the brick red Oasis B5s. And all you have to do is send us a letter, tell us what you're doing.
Postcard,
whatever. We'll have the address here on the screen. Send us to the store in Appleton, and we're going to pick 6 lucky winners. And next week, we're going to ship out your notebook.
I know. These are great.
Love them. Cool ruling?
Yeah, we fell in love with these when we saw these years ago. Fantastic paper.
Very smooth, kind of an ivory.
Yes, definitely not white, kind of an ivory, but it's got very faint ruling, you know, lines, very faint dots,
kind of a grid, yeah.
Dash. So it's really very multi-purpose. Yeah. If you're at home and working on your calligraphy skills or your handwriting, these are fantastic, yeah. Which is why I want one.
Okay. Well, like I say, there's one in the office. It's, somehow it looks like somebody scribbled on the top, and we can't sell that. So.
Right. No.
But anyway, yeah. So
fantastic.
They're cool. They're flexible. They lay flat.
They've got a soft cardboard cover. They do lay flat, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Are they stitch bound or glue bound? I don't recall.
They've got the binding on.
They've got the binding on the side. Just really, really gorgeous, gorgeous paper. Right.
Yeah. So it'll be fun. So National Notebook Day next week, Thursday, May 21st. Get your entries in. We've got six of these to give away.
Yep.
And we'll ship them out next week, so you can have them celebrate National Notebook Day.
Nice.
So we got something else you got to talk about.
What?
Ink.
Oh yes, duh. We talked about this before, and I'm like, we need to talk about this.
I don't know much about this at all.
We do have the new Aurora ink colors. Back around Christmas time, Aurora came out with a gift set of 10 different colors. Three of them are the existing black, blue, black, and blue.
Okay.
And then they added 7 new colors. And they were so popular that they now have released them as individual bottles. The new ones are 55 mil.
Okay. So, and the old bottles are not 55
mil. Not 55. I think they're 30. I've been working on so many different things.
I think they're 45 mil. I think came up there were 10 mil.
Okay. More. So, 7 new colors, and let's see if I can do this.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God. Red, orange, purple, green, gray, sepia, and turquoise. Bam! Look at that.
What are the product numbers?
Who cares about the product numbers? They want to know the colors.
125VI. Anyway, so that's cool, though.
Yes.
Do we know, are these going to be...
These are apparently now part of the permanent lineup.
Okay, but these are in special bottles. These look like the old Pelican 4001 bottles.
Yes, yes. Shorter, rounded shoulders.
Okay.
Nice looking, but definitely a different bottle. But these will be available. We're just waiting for them to arrive. And then the other thing is we do have some new Paper Blanks notebooks.
Oh, that's right.
Absolutely gorgeous. I love Paper Blanks. Great paper, but the covers are just beautiful.
Yeah. They mix them up every year, which confuses me to no end. because they get rid of a lot and they bring in, like, I don't know how many more designs they could possibly make that don't already look like something else, but they always come up with something
and they're
cool.
Gorgeous.
We've got new fairy, blue velvets.
An olive fairy, a violet fairy. Blue velvet is beautiful.
It's nice, yeah.
Blue rhine, alluvium.
So, a lot of new designs.
All three sizes. The Ultra, which is 7x9. The Midi, which is basically 5x7, like A5. And then the Mini, which is about 3.5x5.5. Yeah,
a little bit bigger than pocket size.
Yes.
So, well, that's cool. So, that's right. New Paper Blanks, new Aurora ink.
So, we're getting there.
I think that covers pens, ink, and paper.
It's nice to have some company shipping.
Yep.
While others are not, and so it's been, it's been a struggle to get product with supply chains broken. I think we're doing the best we can, and our vendors are doing the best we can. What about the Curados?
Curados, yes. So by now,
think about that.
This wasn't on the list.
I know.
So. All the extra fines did finally ship into the United States, so those are on their way, if we haven't already shipped them to you. So anybody who has a pre-order left for those extra fines that nobody got the first batch, those are coming in. All the rest, anything else that was back-ordered, is coming in, so that all the Curados orders should be shipping in full within the next week.
Awesome.
So that's exciting. So.
Yes.
I think that's it. All right. So thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talking about pens, ink, and paper.
blog for news, interviews, upcoming events or announcements about openings or changes in store activities.
And like this video and subscribe to this channel. So, have a great day. We'll see you next time.